Every day with Jesus. The Beatitudes. Day 163. Lord, make me clean.
Bible reading from Romans, from chapter 7, verse 14, to chapter 8, verse 4. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do I do not do, but what I hate I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do this, I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself, in my mind, am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature, a slave to the law of sin. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Yesterday we ended by saying that God can impart purity as well as impute it, and He then helps us apply it in our daily life and experience. Permit me to share my own personal experience in this connection. Not as a model for you to follow, but simply to illustrate how God revealed Himself to me. Following my conversion in my mid-teens, friends assured me that I ought to ask God to baptize me in His Holy Spirit. This, they told me, would give me the power I needed to become an effective witness for Him. I asked God to do this, and in a remarkable encounter with Him, I found the power I sought. But although this experience transformed me overnight from a shy, timid follower of Christ into a fearless witness for Him, I still felt deeply troubled by sinful forces. I fought hard with such things as lust and sensuality, until one night, worn down by the inner conflict, I got down on my knees and prayed, Lord, reach deep inside me and make me truly clean. Again, something wonderful took place. Not so much an invasion of power as an invasion of purity. It did not result, I found, in placing me beyond the possibility of a carnal thought, a stab of pride, a trace of envy. But it meant that from that moment to this, I have been more conscious of the Holy Spirit's presence than I have been of sin's presence. evil was not eradicated in me, as some proponents of imparted holiness believe. But I found that the eagerness for it had gone, and the hunger for it was no longer a clamor. Now, 50 years later, I never cease to thank God for His Spirit's cooling and cleansing touch.
God's Spirit has a cleansing touch. My Father and my God, although I realize I have to walk my own personal path to holiness and inner cleansing, help me to know at last that same cooling, cleansing touch in the depths of my heart. I ask this for your own dear name's sake. Amen.